Anyway, moving from dog sick to stem cells. That's a really exciting area of science that we often do talk about on the show, mainly because I am a huge stem cell nerd. And now new research published in the journal Nature reports an important step forward in our understanding of stem cells and actually how we might be able to use them in the future.
So what's this about then?
Well, this is work from Konrad Hochedlinger at Harvard and his colleagues, and they've been trying to understand the difference between cells known as pluripotent stem cells, and these are stem cells that can make a limited number of different types of cells in the body, and embryonic stem cells. These can be converted into any of the 220 different types of cells in the body. Now, although these cells have the same genes, only certain sets of genes can actually be used in pluripotent stem cells, and this explains why they have a limited potential to turn into different cells. And cloning experiments have shown that a single embryonic stem cell can be used to clone and create a whole new organism, but it hasn't so far been done with pluripotent stem cells.
So what did the researchers do?
Well, they compared mouse embryonic stem cells with identical, genetically identical pluripotent stem cells to look for key differences in the patterns of gene activity between the two. Now, importantly, they found that a cluster of genes on chromosome 12 was switched off in the pluripotent stem cells, but not in the embryonic stem cells. And this region contains quite a lot of genes that are very important for the development of the fetus of the baby.
But how do they know that these genes are really important?
Well, they looked at over 60 different pluripotent cell lines, that's different types of pluripotent cells, and they found that the same genes were switched off in most of them, suggesting that they are really important in this. And when they tested whether they could regenerate cloned mice from these pluripotent stem cells, they could only make them from the tiny handful of pluripotent cells where these genes weren't switched off. So in fact, this is the first time, thought to be the first time, that you've actually been able to clone mice using these pluripotent stem cells, because they haven't switched off these crucial genes.
Well, that's quite impressive, but what does this finding mean for stem cell research in general?
Well, I think it's actually quite important. For a start, it allows researchers to tell whether the cells they're dealing with have the potential to generate every different cell type in the body or just a limited range. And this is going to become increasingly important in the future as stem cell technology comes closer to being able to be used in medical applications. Doctors need to be able to choose the best quality stem cells for the job. And it also tells us how to change the properties of stem cells, whether you actually want them to have a more restricted fate and switch certain genes off in this case, or whether you actually want to try and reactivate these genes so you have stem cells that could make any type of cells. So really interesting stuff, I think, there.
Yeah, very potent bit of research there.
Ba-dum.
Yeah.